Hey, grown-ups! We are so incredibly grateful to you for listening to Story Pirates. Season 6 was really, really fun to make, and we're so excited for Season 7 right around the corner. To help us make the Story Pirates podcast the best it can be, we've created a short survey for our listeners, and we'd really, really appreciate it if you could take a few minutes to fill it out. You'll be able to tell us what you like about the Story Pirates podcast and what you'd like to see us do in the future. To fill it out, just go to realm.fm/kids. That's realm, spelled realm.fm/kids. And as a thank you, everyone who fills it out can enter to win a prize pack from a whole bunch of different kids' podcasts, including Story Pirates! Pretty cool. Again, that website is realm.fm/kids. Thank you.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups. If you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met, and as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
All right, Story Pirates, gather round. It's chore time!
Oh, yes, I love chore time!
Come over here by the chore wheel like we usually do so it can tell us our chores!
Yes, chore wheel!
Okay, let's give the chore wheel a spin. Chore wheel! Chore wheel!
Chore wheel!
All right, Megan, you're on kitchen duty.
Chore wheel.
Okay, let's spin the chore wheel again.
Chore wheel, chore wheel, chore wheel.
Peter, you're gonna swab the poop deck.
Oh, not again.
Next spin of the chore wheel.
Chore wheel, chore wheel, chore wheel.
And Rachel, it's your turn to stand in the bucket thing and look through the looky-loo and look for land.
What? The looky-loo?
Yeah, you know how someone has to stand inside the bucket that's really high up and look through the looking glass so they can see if they see land, and then they can scream, land ho!
Okay, yes, 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 I know what the looky-loo is, and I love standing in the bucket with the looky-loo.
Okay, great.
Okay, yep, can't wait. I love the bucket, and I love the looky-loo, and I love how high up it is.
Okay, that sounded a little bit not genuine, but sure.
It's my favorite place. So high up, I love it.
Really, because you sound like maybe you're, I don't know, are you afraid of heights?
What? What? No way, not me. In fact, no. You know what? I'm going to stay up in the bucket for this entire episode.
No one is asking you.
Here I go!
To my head.
If you like action, make it action.
You can make a really funny story.
Use your imagination, obviously.
The Story Pirates.
Welcome to the Story Pirates podcast, everybody. Each week, we're bringing you brand new stories written by kids and performed by us, the Story Pirates.
Yeah!
And we do it all on this ship, out on the open ocean, where Story Pirate Rachel apparently loves heights so much that she's spending this entire episode up in a bucket.
I'm having an amazing time up here.
Peter, as always, today's episode has two new stories written by kids.
Well, let's get to the first one.
This first story is called Sandwich Day, and here to introduce it is the author.
Hi, my name's Charlotte.
I'm in the fifth grade, and I'm from Virginia. And this is my story, Sandwich Day.
Hi there, everybody. I didn't see you sneak up on me. Now, I know what you're probably thinking. Is that a man-sized sandwich playing a ukulele? Guilty as charged. Now, let me introduce myself the only way I know how. Or through song. I'm Tony the Sandwich. I'm a talking sandwich. That's pretty much my whole deal. I'm here to tell you about Sandwich Day with a song. There's only one rule on Sandwich Day, is that you got to use sandwiches in every way, and that's it. It's actually a pretty simple holiday. Most people have heard the classic Sandwich Day stories, but there's one story that you might not have heard before. It's the story of Liam.
Good morning, Liam. Good morning, Carly.
Good morning, Mom.
Here's your breakfast, Liam. It's a sandwich.
Mom, I wanted a toaster pastry.
Ugh, quit yelling, will ya? You can't eat a toaster pastry. It's National Sandwich Day.
Don't remind me, sis. It's my least favorite day of the year.
How anyone could not love a holiday that encourages the endless consumption of sandwiches is beyond me.
Mom, is my breakfast ready?
Oh, you mean your favorite Sandwich Day breakfast? Tuna on rye!
Thanks, Mom. I love you, and I love Sandwich Day.
That's my little sandwich girl.
This holiday's the worst. I'll be in the living room. Maybe I can distract myself with a little TV.
Hello, and welcome back to the Great British Sandwich. Now, to complete your traditional Sandwich Day pickle horseradish sandwich, you're going to want a lot of horseradish. So really just slather it onto there, yeah? Oh boy, that's going to be a spicy sandwich.
Off! Is there nowhere I'm safe from Sandwich Day?
Liam, honey.
Mom, I told you, I do
you
not...
You seem like you could use some cheering up, so I brought you something.
What is it?
It's a sandwich!
No!
Liam!
Mom, I'm sorry, but I'm a young man, and I'm choosing to act out, specifically by yelling, throwing my plate on the ground, and by wearing that one shirt you told me not to wear unless it was picture day.
But honey, it's not picture day.
Exactly.
Why do you have so many plates?
I just do! I gotta go catch the bus. The bus. At least on the bus, people aren't allowed to eat.
Happy Sandwich Day, Liam!
Hi, bus driver.
In the spirit of the holiday, I have decided to temporarily replace my usual ironclad no food on the bus rule with a rule of the exact opposite sentiment.
What does that mean?
That means that while riding this bus, everyone is required to eat sandwiches. Now the driver says, take this liverwurst and honey on ciabatta and move on back. Right, kids?
Yeah!
Oh man, things better be less weird at school.
All right, all right, math.
Settle down. Welcome to math. Now, who can tell me? What does one sandwich plus six sandwiches equals? Liam?
Seven.
Seven what?
Sandwiches.
Yeah! Oh, now you've got the Sandwich Day spinning.
Hey, Sam, don't you feel like Sandwich Day has gotten a little out of hand this year?
Sorry, dude. I really can't hear you right now because I'm eating a sandwich.
I hope the rest of the day isn't like this.
Welcome to reading. Today we'll be reading from my favorite cookbook, A Tale of Two Sandwiches.
Oh, no.
Chapter Sandwich. It was the best of sandwiches. It was the worst of sandwiches.
All right, welcome to gym class. Now remember, when you get out there, you're going to want to keep your sandwich on the ball while you dribble your sandwich. Then you got to cut hard to the sandwich and defense without blocking your sandwiches. Now, any sandwiches?
What is she talking about?
All right, everyone. Sandwiches in!
Sandwiches!
Oh, no. Lunchtime. Hey, everyone, what you eating?
Sandwiches!
I'm going outside to recess. That was crazy in there. At least out here on the playground, I can get some fresh air. Hey. What's that?
Ladies and sandwiches, welcome back to the annual Sandwich Day Sandwich Eating Contest. We're down to our final two, Evan.
I love sandwiches.
And Liam's best friend, Sam.
What? Sam, you've been eating sandwiches all day. If you eat more, you'll get sick.
Out of my way. I've got sandwiches to eat.
Gentlemen, on the count of three, start your sandwiches.
Sam, this is crazy. You've already eaten 5 sandwiches.
I know. I'm winning.
And not for long. That sandwich trophy is as good as mine.
You guys, this is disgusting.
Oh, no. Too many sandwiches. I'm out.
Ooh.
And it looks like Evan is out, which means that the winner is Liam's best friend, Sam.
Yay! I did it. Oh.
Sam, you look like you're gonna...
Ew.
Sam, you just barfed out whole sandwiches onto my picture day shirt.
You're welcome.
You know what this means. Evan is the new champion.
Thank you. Air kisses and sandwiches for everyone.
What's wrong with you people? This couldn't get any crazier. Oh, something just hit me in the face.
Everyone, look.
Huh?
It's raining sandwiches from the sky.
It's a sandwich day miracle.
Wow.
What? You're all just okay with this? With this sandwich rain?
Yeah, dude. Free sandwiches.
Why does anyone like this?
Relax, Liam. Just grab one of these sandwiches and be thankful.
What do I have to be thankful for?
Ask your sandwich.
Oh, okay. Hey, sandwich, what should I be thankful for?
You should be thankful for sandwiches. There's only one rule out. Sandwich day, sandwich day.
What's happening?
Sandwich day, sandwich day.
Sandwich day!
Liam, what's the matter? Are you all right?
Mom, I just had the craziest dream that it was sandwich day and everyone kept eating sandwiches. Oh, it was horrible.
Oh, there, there, honey. Of course it wasn't sandwich day.
It wasn't?
No, because today is sandwich day. And look outside, it's raining sandwiches.
No!
Well, that's the story of Liam. And remember, kids, the most important sandwich day lesson of all. Oh, sandwich, sandwich, sandwiches. Oh, sandwich, sandwiches, sandwiches. Oh, sandwiches, oh, sandwiches. That's it, really. The end!
You guys, that was pretty great, huh?
Yeah! How's it going up there in the bucket? Any sign of land?
No.
Is everything all right up there?
Yeah.
What's wrong? You look really pale.
Guys, I have something to confess, and please don't laugh, okay? But, I'm afraid of heights.
Rachel, why would we make fun of you for that? Why don't you just come down then?
Because, now I'm afraid to get down.
Gasp.
Can one of you just come up here and get me down? Oh, man, this is so embarrassing.
I'll come up. Just hold on. I'm going to climb the ladder to the bucket.
Whoa!
Oh, no! I can't climb up there. I don't think the mask can hold 2 grown women such as us. How will you get down?
Great idea! We can send your pet lamb up there.
Brilliant! Bring me my lamb!
Okay, we're attaching a smaller bucket to the bigger bucket with an intricate pulley system and sending the lamb up to you!
Okay, hey, okay, come on. Just a little bit closer. There you are! Oh, it's so good to see you! Now you can help me down! What was that? Pet lamb? You're crazy, but you're right. I can't go back down now. No. I have to stay up here and face my fears.
We'll be right back.
Hey, grown-ups. Today's episode is sponsored by DoorDash, where you can get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Hey, Peter.
Hey, Lee.
What you doing?
Just waiting for a delivery.
Oh, that's cool. What are you getting?
It's here. Thank you. Delicious sushi.
Aren't you going to eat it now?
Oh, no. I'm waiting for a delivery.
I thought that was your delivery.
Another delivery. It's here. Thank you.
What's that delivery?
Groceries.
Want help putting them away?
Thanks, but not yet. I'm waiting for a delivery.
Another delivery?
It's here. Thank you.
Peter, why are you getting...
It's here. Thank you.
This seems like a lot
of... It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why do you keep getting so many deliveries?
It's too easy! I can't stop!
Well, what's that delivery you just got?
Oh, more sushi?
Wow, I guess getting that many deliveries makes you hungry.
You have no idea.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is brought to you by Paramount Pictures' new big-screen family comedy adventure, IF. Set within the magical world of imaginary friends, IF's fantastically fun, original story entertains audiences of all ages and delivers a comedy packed with lots of laughs and heart. IF is in theaters May 17th. Personally, I'm looking forward to seeing IF because of all the weird, wild, and funny characters. I saw the trailer, and there's this weird banana-looking character that you can only see in the trailer for like a second, but I'm obsessed. What's that guy's deal? I cannot wait to find out. Plus, if you know me, you know I like a stacked cast, and this one has got it all. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., and Steve Carell. A-list much? Not to mention that IF also has my personal favorite actor of all time. That's right, Jon Stewart. I am excited to see this movie, not least of all, because I'd like to see and or hear Jon Stewart on the big screen. From visionary director John Krasinski, IF is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends. It's the perfect movie to see with the whole family and takes audiences on a magical big screen adventure filled with heart and hilarious laughs that are meant to be shared. Best of all, IF celebrates the power of a child's imagination, which, you know, sounds pretty good to me. See IF in theaters May 17th.
I have to stay here and face my fears.
Are you sure? You don't have to do this.
Yes, I'm sure. Just leave me alone now. Just leave me here with my lamb. My beautiful lamb. It's just you and me up here. Just me and you, lamb. And the open sea, and the bucket, and the heights, and the ocean, and me, and my lamb, and the heights, and the ocean, and me. Whoa! Is it really windy?
I would describe this as dead calm.
Really? Are you sure you guys can't hear that? The wind, how it's like whispering to me?
The wind isn't whispering to you.
Yes, yeah, it is. Listen, listen.
You are so high up.
You guys don't hear that?
No! What are you talking about?
The heights are scary. I'm the wind.
Okay, you guys, the wind is definitely taunting me. It just said, I'm the wind.
How nice!
Oh no, pet lamb. I'm so scared. I'm trying to be brave, but it's hard because I'm so high up and it's scary and bad and heights are bad and it's terrible and oh no, I'm losing my mind.
I'm losing my mind.
Hello, Rachel.
Lamb? Is that you?
Yes, it is me.
Whoa.
Your pet lamb.
You can talk!
No, you are imagining this.
But why?
Because you're totally out of your mind.
I am? Is that why I thought the wind was talking to me?
No, I really was.
What?
Rachel, you need to get over your fears.
Wait. If I'm imagining this, then aren't I really just telling myself to get over my fears?
Yes.
But why?
Because only you have the power.
Whoa. Huh. Only I have the power. Wow, pet lamb, that's actually me telling myself something. I'm basically Oprah. I guess if I really think about it, it is pretty nice up here. I mean, the view is nice, and the breeze is actually pretty nice.
Thank you.
And I guess it's nice that I have friends that are supporting me even though I'm scared. I mean, listen to these guys.
Rachel! Rachel! Rachel!
Okay, I guess I'm not afraid of heights anymore!
Yeah!
I'm coming down!
Wow! Rachel, welcome back to the deck. And congratulations on overcoming your fear of heights.
Thanks. You know, I couldn't have done it without you guys.
Aww.
Or without my lamb. Or without myself.
You know, in the future, you don't have to do anything you're afraid of. Just let us know.
Okay.
Hey, I'm afraid of the poop deck.
No, you're not, Peter.
No, I'm not.
Let's do another story, but first, let's read the original story that the author sent in to us. Rachel, would you do the honors?
Surely. This story is called A Girl with Superpowers. There was a girl that had superpowers. She had a dream to be a superhero. She wished there was something to defeat. One day, there was something to defeat. She defeated it. She was a superhero. Her dream came true. The end. P.S. She fought a dragon.
Such a great story, and here to introduce it is the author herself.
Hi, my name is Paisley. I'm in the second grade, and I live in California. And this is my story. A girl with superpowers!
Superpowers.
She's a girl.
I wanna be a superhero. But there's something that I need to achieve my dream. I just need something. Something to defeat.
Hey everyone, I wanna be a superhero so badly. But I can't be one until I defeat something and save everyone.
What's the point of having powers?
What's the point?
If you can't be a superhero, I know that everything's okay. I just wanna save the day. I wish there was
Everybody, look! There's something big and scary coming down from the sky!
Was somebody looking for a challenge?
Yeah, I don't know if you heard me, but I'm a girl with superpowers, and I need something to defeat to become a superhero, so, I guess it's time to defeat you.
Oh, really? Well, be careful what you wish for, little girl. 'Cause I'm the toughest creature in the whole wide world, so return to the hole you came from and crawl back in, 'cause P.S. I am a dragon.
P.S. He's a dragon.
Yeah, P.S. I'm a dragon.
He is a dragon.
And P.P.S. you will never defeat me. 'Cause P.S. I'm a dragon.
P.S. He's a dragon.
Yeah, I'm a big old dragon. Okay, girl, try a taste of my fire breath. Roar!
I've had oatmeal hotter than your fire breath.
All right, how about this? Claw swipe!
Backflip!
Whoa, nice dodge. All right, but what about horn hook?
Kick side somersault!
Scale shot!
Power jump!
Tail whip!
River dance jump!
I took Irish dancing lessons last year.
Oh, who's your teacher?
Kathy.
Oh, I love Kathy.
Yeah, she's my mom.
Oh, wow, cool. All right. Windy wings!
Dodge! That's all you got, dragon?
Yeah, well, why don't you show me what you got?
I'm glad you asked. Here I go, it's time for me to show the world what I can be. I can be a super.
It.
Get ready for my superpowers!
been defeated. I have been beaten. But you were just a little girl.
Hey, everybody! She defeated the dragon!
Yeah!
Whoa, I did it! I beat the game! I mean the town! I mean the dragon! I beat the dragon!
I am a girl with superpowers.
She is a girl with superpowers.
And now I am a superhero. There was something to defeat, and it was so sweet. I fought a dragon.
And now, Lee speaks with the author.
Hi, is this Paisley?
Yeah.
Hi, Paisley. How are you?
Good.
You're in second grade, right?
Yeah.
What do you think about second grade? Do you like it?
Yeah.
What do you like about it?
Because I get to do Roots of Empathy.
Roots of Empathy?
Yeah.
What is that?
It's where a baby comes in and you learn about a baby.
No way. Like a real baby comes to your class?
Yeah.
And you get to, like, meet the baby?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's so fun. What a cool program. Paisley, you wrote the story A Girl with Superpowers, right?
Yeah.
How did you get the idea for that story?
I like superheroes.
Do you ever dream of being a superhero yourself?
Yeah.
What kind of superhero would you be?
A superhero that has all the powers.
What if you had to choose one power? What would you choose?
The power would be to have all the powers.
That's like a wish to have as many wishes as you want. Is that allowed? If you're only allowed one power, can you make it that you have all the powers?
Yeah.
All right. I guess if you're a superhero, you can make the rules, huh?
Yeah.
Are there any other details about the story that you know that we don't?
She lives in New York.
Okay.
And she doesn't like her house that she lives in.
She doesn't like her house?
Yeah.
Why doesn't she like her house?
There's too many spiders.
Too many spiders?
Yeah.
Do you have a lot of spiders in your house?
Sometimes.
And do you like spiders?
There's only some spiders I like. There's a bazooka where you push something and then you push the button and it sucks the spider up.
Really? And do you use that around your house to suck up spiders?
Yeah.
What happens to the spiders after they get sucked up into the bugzooka?
They live for one more day, and then they die, and then we dunk them out.
Oh my gosh. Wow. But did you say that you like some spiders?
Yeah.
What spiders do you like?
Daddy Long Legs. That's basically the only one I can think of.
Why do you like Daddy Long Legs?
Because I've been wanting to take one and then drop it and then pull it back up like a yo-yo. See if that works.
A daddy long leg like a yo-yo?
Yeah.
This is amazing. So thanks for talking to me today, Paisley.
You're welcome.
And thanks for letting us perform your story. I think it's so good.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Again.
Bye again.
Final bye.
Final bye. Last bye. Thanks for listening, and a very special thanks to today's authors, Charlotte and Paisley. If you'd like to see the original stories that Charlotte and Paisley sent in to us, parents, go to the Story Pirates Instagram, where we'll post their stories in their own words. We're also looking for new stories right now, and our brand new theme is Huge Problems! Kids, write a story about a character from your imagination who confronts the biggest problem they've ever had to face in their whole lives. And then tell us how your character uses their imagination to beat the odds and solve their problem. Parents, go to storypirates.com/podcast to submit your child's story today. And hey, parents, while you're online, why not go to iTunes and leave us a review and a rating so more people can find out about the Story Pirates podcast. It really helps and makes a huge difference. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Bye!
The Story Pirates podcast is a production of Gimlet Media. Produced for Gimlet Media by Jasmine Romero, and produced for The Story Pirates by Lee Overtree and Benjamin Salka. Associate producers for Story Pirates are Peter McNerney and Lauren Glover. Technical direction by Sam Baer. Recording, sound design, and mixing by Sam Baer and Josh Hahn at The Relic Room in New York City. Theme song by Bobby Lord. Our head writer is Rachel Winitsky. The Story Pirates podcast is written, directed, and performed by The Story Pirates. Contributors to today's episode include Kalia Davis, Eric Gerson, John O'Hustis, Peter McNerney, Jack Mitchell, Ilana Fishbein, Brendan O'Grady, Megan O'Neill, Emily Olcott, Lee Overtree, Sam Reese, SJ Sun, Rachel Winitsky, and Matt Zambrano. Music for A Girl with Superpowers was written, arranged, and produced by Eric Gerson and associate produced by Brendan O'Grady and Jack Mitchell, with vocal direction by Jack Mitchell. And a special thanks to everyone who listened this far into the episode. Just for you, I'm going to do my very special Riverdance Kick!